Welcome back to the fourth and final segment today of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. In this segment, in our neighborhood spotlight, we're featuring Briarcliff Woods. Also, is it less expensive to rent a home compared to buy a home? And could it be that VA buyers, veterans, such an important group to all of us here in the United States, may be more negatively affected by the recent commission lawsuits in real estate? The answer is yes, and if you'll stay tuned, I will tell you why. Don't forget, we want to connect with you, and it is easy. Go to gogaddisradio.com, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S-radio.com. You can ask questions, you can make comments, push back, or challenge things we say, share ideas, ask us to feature your home in our neighborhood spotlight or your neighborhood in our neighborhood spotlight. We'll do a little more research for you. And you can subscribe to our podcast. Each week, we pick one specific Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes to help you understand as a homeowner in the neighborhood whether or not you have a particular advantage. Briarcliff Woods is in Atlanta, DeKalb County, from Atlanta. Take I-85 north to Claremont Road. Turn right onto Claremont, turn left onto Briarcliff, and left on Fisher Trail to enter the neighborhood. Let's just cover some highlights here. It's in DeKalb County. It was built mostly between 1940 and 1969. There's a lot of mid-century modern and ranch homes in the subdivision. It has swim, tennis, and social activities are available to the members at the Briarcliff Woods Beach Club and the Echo Ridge Swim and Tennis Club. You have good access to I-85, 285, Georgia 400 is close to Emory and the Centers for Disease Control. Shopping, restaurants, entertainment are close by in Midtown. You have Buckhead, Toco Hills close by. It's 20 minutes to Ponce City Market, which I wanted to go to this past weekend, but I didn't have time, where you have access to food and fun and an access point to the Beltline. You can use the pedestrian bridge to access the East Side Trail. Let's take a look at what's happening in the neighborhood. There's a little over 400 homes in the neighborhood. If we look at what has happened in the neighborhood over the last 3 years, in 2021, there were 25 homes that sold. They took an average of 24 days from listing to contract. The average sales price was $701,623. Ranged from a low of $395,000 to a high of $1.575 million. In 2022, there were 24 homes sold, so only one less than the prior year. They took 25 days on average, so those numbers flip-flopped. The number sold in the days on the market and sales prices increased $83,000 to $784,913. They ranged from a low of $475,000 to a high of $1.575. Same as 2021 and 2023, prices increased another $50,000 to $836,158. We had 18 homes sell. They took an average of 46 days from listing to contract. The low sales price was $550,000. The high sales price was $1.675 million. If we look at the market today, there are four homes available for sale in the last 365 days or 12 months, we've had 16 homes sell, which means it should take 3 months to sell the four homes that are available for sale. If you have 3 months worth of inventory, that means it is still a seller's market. Anything under 4 months worth of inventory is a seller's market. 4 and 5 months worth of inventory is a balanced market. Over 5 months worth of inventory is a buyer's market. You say, well, I don't understand what that means, 3 months worth of supply. It means if 16 homes sold in the last 365 days, we know that the sales rate is 1.25 per month or whatever that is. And we know if you had four sales, then it would take X number of months to sell those homes. And in this case, it would be 3 months to sell four homes. There's 411 homes in the neighborhood. Believe it or not, in 2012, the average sales price of a home in the neighborhood was $308,000. When we compare that to the $836,000 average value today, it means homeowners in the neighborhood have increased their equity to the tune of $217,000 in 11 short years. That is a significant increase. If you're looking to sell your home anytime in the next 6 months or even up to a year, we believe we can sell your home for $28,000 more than your neighbor sold his or her home for. We do two things. Number one, when you go to gogaddisradio.com and you click on $28,000 more and put in just a little bit of information, you'll be on and off the site in 20, 30 seconds. We'll reach out to you and we'll prepare a customized maximum value plan, which is like an amazingly sophisticated appraisal that helps you understand if you make little improvements in the condition of your home, this is the net effect on the sales price. We listed a home recently for a gentleman. I would say the house was probably worth $425,000 in as-is condition. We spent about $14,000 fixing up the inside and the outside of a home, and my guess is the final sales price will be somewhere closer to $480,000 instead of the $440,000-ish range. So that's a $15,000 investment for a $40,000 increase in sales price. You can see how we can say we sell homes for $28,000 more than your neighbor sold his or her home for, because we put your house in a position where it attracts the most buyers possible. Our listing program also comes with what's called a R&R program, which is you rest and relax while we rehab and refresh. We've got up to a $15,000 budget to help you refresh and put in as good a showing shape as possible your home, so that when we put it on the market, it appeals to the largest number of buyers. And the reality is, guys and girls, when you sell a home, as long as you've lived in it two of the last 5 years, it's one of the only opportunities you have to earn money in the United States tax-free because of the exclusions on your primary residence. If you've lived there two of the last 5 years, you are entitled to up to $250,000 gains with no tax consequences, and your spouse would also be entitled to up to $250,000, which means $500,000 in gains for you total. If you want to learn more, go to gogaddisradio.com, click on $28,000 more, put in a little information, and we'll reach out to you. We'll help you understand how we would help you sell your house for $28,000 or more, or maybe $40,000 or $50,000 more. Are you contemplating or wanting to buy, but you think maybe continuing to rent might be better for you? There's really no one-size-fits-all answer when it comes to a decision on this. Drew in Cumming says he's still renting at this point in his life, and what he's hearing is that right now it's cheaper to rent than to buy. Is that true? And I'm going to give you a blanket answer that in general that is true. It's a little cheaper to buy than it is to rent. And I'm talking about from a monthly cash investment standpoint. At one time, you could rent, you could buy 75% of the homes in Metro Atlanta cheaper than you could rent them. But that was when interest rates were not in the high sixes. But now when you calculate the tax advantages of owning a home, sometimes a person can pay $2,200 a month to purchase a home, or $1,900 or $1,800 a month to rent the same home. And in the end, at the end of the tax year, when you get all of the tax advantages of being able to write off your property taxes and your state income taxes, and you are able to write off your interest, and in some cases write off your private mortgage insurance, depending upon your income, if you make between $100,000 and $110,000 a year, that phases out. But in many cases, you can own a home cheaper than you can rent a home, especially when you consider appreciation. Cash on cash, I would say, the odds are that you would be hard-pressed to find a home that you could purchase cheaper than you could rent the home. But it is totally something you should get more information. We've got a cool program called To Buy or Not to Buy. Well, we can analyze all those numbers for you specifically. In fact, for the first four or five people to call 770-497-0000, I'll schedule a time I'll meet with you personally, and I'll analyze your exact situation and one specific example, and we'll analyze the rent or the buy, and we'll see whether or not it is cheaper. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920. The answer, believe it or not, per VA guidelines, Veteran Administration guidelines, VA homebuyers cannot pay any portion of a buyer-side real estate commission, including any processing or assistant fees, And in my opinion, this brings a good bit of concern. Now, I am one who believe, I don't believe the VA benefit is a benefit that costs a lot of money for the government to provide. But I think in many cases, it decreases the cost of homeownership and allows people who have served our country more easily get into a home. Thomas in Lawrenceville says he's planning to use his VA eligibility to buy his first home, but he's concerned about how the recent settlement will affect his ability to buy. He won't have the funds to pay his agent and feels like maybe this is a disservice to those who have served our country. And Thomas, I would say that answer is right. And my guess is that once your senators and your representatives start learning how some of the changes might very well affect FHA or VA buyers, or any buyers for that matter, they will put some measures in place that will allow you, Thomas, to incorporate the cost of real estate representation into the price. Or in some cases, you'll be able to get the seller to pay as they always have. I believe that it is very important for the U.S. government to keep homeownership rates as high as they possibly can, because I believe the government believes that it creates security and stability in neighborhoods when you have a higher percentage of homeownership. And I'm not trying to diss renters at all. I'm just trying to say when you have more people together in one area who own their own home, they tend to be a little more sensitive. So, Thomas, right now, it affects your ability to buy a home. I'm hoping that over the next few months, we will get an answer to that, and we will turn it from a yes, it affects your ability, to a no. We appreciate you listening to another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Have a great week, Atlanta. See you next week.